the topic of the readings for this meeting is the spiritual significance of marriage. I shall be reading selected passages from the King James Version of the Bible and Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. The Bible, Isaiah. For as a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee. And as the bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over thee. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Ye shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causeth the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. Ephesians. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Let no man deceive you with vain words. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore, he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church, and gave himself for it, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. Let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. Revelation. I heard a great voice of much people in heaven, saying, Alleluia, salvation, and glory, and honor, and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments. Amen. Alleluia. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice, and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he saith unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true sayings of God. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven, saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. Isaiah, for thy maker is thine husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth, shall he be called. And from Science and Health, with key to the Scriptures. Bride, purity and innocence, conceiving man in the idea of God, a sense of soul, which has spiritual bliss and enjoys but cannot suffer. Bridegroom, spiritual understanding, the pure consciousness that God, the divine principle, creates man as his own spiritual idea, and that God is the only creative power. It is this spiritual perception of Scripture which lifts humanity out of disease and death and inspires faith. The Spirit and the Bride say, Come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Christian Science separates error from truth and breathes through the sacred pages the spiritual sense of life, substance, and intelligence. In this science, we discover man in the image and likeness of God. We see that man has never lost his spiritual estate and his eternal harmony. Tender words and unselfish care in what promotes the welfare and happiness of your wife will prove more salutary in prolonging her health and smiles than stolid indifference or jealousy. Husbands, hear this, and remember how slight a word or deed may renew the old trysting times. If the foundations of human affection are consistent with progress, they will be strong and enduring. To gain Christian Science and its harmony, life should be more metaphysically regarded. marriage should improve the human species, becoming a barrier against vice, a protection to woman, strength to man, and a center for the affections. She that is married careth how she may please her husband, says the Bible, and this is the pleasantest thing to do. Matrimony should never be entered into without a full recognition of its enduring obligations on both sides. There should be the most tender solicitude for each other's happiness, and mutual attention and approbation should wait on all the years of married life. Until it is learned that God is the Father of all, marriage will continue. Let not mortals permit a disregard of law which might lead to a worse state of society than now exists. Honesty and virtue ensure the stability of the marriage covenant. Spirit will ultimately claim its own, all that really is, and the voices of physical sense will be forever hushed. The words of St. John. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. This ministry of truth, this message from divine love, carried John away in spirit. It exalted him till he became conscious of the spiritual facts of being and the new Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven, the spiritual outpouring of bliss and glory, which he describes as the city which lieth four square. The beauty of this text is that the sum total of human misery, represented by the seven angelic vials full of seven plagues, has full compensation in the law of love. Note this, that the very message or swift-winged thought which poured forth hatred and torment brought also the experience which at last lifted the seer to behold the great city, the four equal sides of which were heaven bestowed and heaven bestowing. Think of this, dear reader, for it will lift the sackcloth from your eyes, and you will behold the soft-winged dove descending upon you. The very circumstance which your suffering sense deems wrathful and afflictive, love can make an angel entertained unawares. Then thought gently whispers, Come hither, and arise from your false consciousness into the true sense of love, and behold the Lamb's wife, love wedded to its own spiritual idea. Then cometh the marriage feast, for this revelation will destroy forever the physical plagues imposed by material sense. Because of his more spiritual vision, St. John saw an angel standing in the sun. The revelator beheld the spiritual idea from the Mount of Vision. Purity was the symbol of life and love. The revelator saw also the spiritual ideal as a woman clothed in light, a bride coming down from heaven, wedded to the Lamb of Love. To John, the bride and the Lamb represented the correlation of divine principle and spiritual idea, God and his Christ bringing harmony to earth. The term Lord, as used in our version of the Old Testament, is often synonymous with Jehovah and expresses the Jewish concept not yet elevated to deific apprehension through spiritual transfiguration. Yet the word gradually approaches a higher meaning. This human sense of deity yields to the divine sense, even as the material sense of personality yields to the incorporeal sense of God and man as the infinite principle and infinite idea, as one Father with his universal family held in the gospel of love. The Lamb's wife presents the unity of male and female as no longer two wedded individuals, but as two individual natures in one. And this compounded spiritual individuality reflects God as Father-Mother, not as a corporeal being. In this divinely united spiritual consciousness, there is no impediment to eternal bliss, to the perfectibility of God's creation. In the resurrection, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven, Christ Jesus. This concludes the readings for today.